dissolves into that and dries up very quickly. But if you put that one drop of water into the ocean, that even though it is so small, even though the drop is very small, but it won't dry up until destroying all the oceans. So long as the ocean is there, your drop will remain there. So your dedication of your merit, accumulation of good merit, if you dedicate it for the enlightenment, for the benefit of all living beings, then your small meritorious action is like a drop which throws into the ocean. So your dedication just put in the vast meritorious actions of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. It is mingled with that and it will never destroy. Even if you become angry, that is unable to destroy your accumulation of merit. If you won't dedicate, then as soon as you become angry, at that moment, whatever you accumulated, everything will be finished. Everything will be destroyed by doing anger. It can destroy that. So it is necessary. Whatever you accumulate, any sort of good merit or virtuous actions, try to dedicate it for the benefit of all living beings. Then that cannot be destroyed by any kind of defilement. No obscuration can destroy that. If you want to dedicate, then as soon as you feel some sort of bad things in your mind, any kind of defilement like anger, ego, attachment, through that it will destroy all your merit. For example, if you put deposit money in the bank, so long as you have a habit of depositing, then you can also use that. Withdrawing also, you can withdraw the money because you have the amount there. If you go on withdrawing no deposit, then normally it will finish. One day it will be finished. So here also what I mean to say is, if you dedicate whatever you have accumulated, any kind of virtuous things, try to dedicate it for the benefit of all living beings, for your enlightenment. If you go on doing that way, your deposit will increase. It will never decrease. Then even if you withdraw the money, it won't finish because deposit is also going side by side. So that is necessary. That is why we used to say sometimes that we have done something good in the previous life and we are here in this human life. Now it is up to us whether we are wise, whether we want to use it properly or not. It depends upon the individuals. If they use it properly, then again they can take birth in the human beings. If not, your previous good karma, you are using that. And if you are doing something bad things, your good karma is now coming down. You are increasing bad karma. That means one day good karma will finish. Then always falling down in the three realms and suffer all the time. So why not do some accumulation of good merit and dedicate it for the living beings in the end, after finishing your practices? Always dedication is needed. When you go out from here, you lock the door. That is necessary. It is necessary. So that is why if you, after doing any kind of practice, try to dedicate it for the benefit of living beings and for your attainment of Buddhahood. If you go on doing that way, it will help you. So, these seven branches prayer is a solid practice. There are many different types, but within these you can practice and you can accumulate, say, accumulate big or huge actions. Through it, you can gain two common and complete accomplishment. Through it, you can attain the two body of Buddha, Sambhogaya and Dharmakaya form of Buddha. It is helpful. It is useful. It's beneficial. So here I suggest it's very useful if you can do practice these seven branches of prayers thoroughly. Even if you are unable to do all at a time, you can practice one by one with the use of the visualization and making it immeasurable way. Through that, if you practice, then one day it will help you. Not only that, it is beneficial to many living beings. So with these, I think so, seven branches prayer, I explained here very briefly about these seven paths, seven branches of prayer. Very brief, but I hope so it may be a kind of useful to many. And whenever you go through any texts or Buddhist texts or any kind of sadhanas, doing the prayers, the rites, each rite, each prayers, they possess these seven branches of prayer. Everywhere. When you start from the very beginning, yes, it starts from taking refuge. But from there onward, if you go on and everything after till to the conclusion, these seven are always present there. So it is useful. Here I explain the briefly, the raw, say, outline of these seven branches prayers. And through that now, later on, if you have a chance to see in many rites, then you can try to understand the deeper meaning of these seven branches prayer. And it will help you to understand more and more. And at last, whenever we receive teachings, we must think only the teachings, what they are teaching. Don't think the person. If you go on thinking on persons, then see there is a story. Or not story, but there is a great master, Bhedu Rinpoche. He is one of the leading scholars in 19th century. He is the teacher of Mepham Rinpoche. Mepham Rinpoche is one of the greatest scholars in Nyingma lineage. So, Bhedu Rinpoche, he used to wear a very, say, dirty cloth. If you see him, he seems to be a beggar. But he himself is Buddha. He himself is Guru Rinpoche. He is a real Guru Rinpoche. But nobody knows sometimes. And Bhedu Rinpoche started teaching, especially the mantras he used to teach, the Kunsang Lame Shelong. He wrote this Kunsang Lame Shelong. And he used to teach it. And he liked to teach Bodhichari Avatara. That means written by Shantideva. Choba Changju Sembe Chobala Choba. That means it is dealing with the good actions of the bodhisattvas, the characters of the bodhisattvas, the works of the bodhisattvas, all that big philosophy written by Shantideva, in that he is talking about the qualities and the works, the duties of the bodhisattvas. So Pedro Rinpoche normally used to go from place to place and go on teaching that, Chunju. Always used to teach that. If he reaches here in Taiwan, he will start teaching that, Chunju. If he go to Tibet, he will start teaching that. If he go to India, he will start teaching that. So in this way, in different places, wherever Pedro Rinpoche go, many disciples go with him. And he started going teaching that, Bodhichaya Avatar. So in this way, Pedro Rinpoche's name became so famous, almost whole Tibetan people in Tibet, they know Pedro Rinpoche is a big person. He is a great practitioner, but they did not see him. So one day, what happened? Pedro Rinpoche was going from one place to another to give some teachings. And many people are going to listen to that teaching. Many people are going, rushing. They're saying that, oh, Pedro Rinpoche is coming there and we are going to listen his teachings. And many people are going there. And Pedro Rinpoche, he himself is also going from there. And he used to ask to them, where are you going? And they said, we want to go to a place where great master Pedro Rinpoche is going to give teachings. Pedro Rinpoche is here, but nobody knows. He's like a beggar. And he's going with the people and talking, he's like a beggar. Very, seems to be very poor. And many people used to talk him, saying that, oh, you don't know anything. We are going to listen to the teachings of Pedro Rinpoche, and like that, started going there. Playing with Pedro Rinpoche, they don't know he is the Pedro Rinpoche. They make joke of him. In this way, they went there and they reached in that place. And when Pedro Rinpoche go there and sit on the throne and start giving the teaching, that person who is making joke of Pedro Rinpoche and talking ill of Pedro Rinpoche, saying that, we are the student of Pedro Rinpoche, we are going to listen the teaching of Pedro Rinpoche and making joke of real Pedro Rinpoche. And when he saw that he is the right person, Pedro Rinpoche, then he becomes so sad, ashamed. The tears comes in his mouth, eyes, and just prostrate before Pedro Rinpoche, saying that, I'm sorry. So in this way, you just imagine, before Pedro Rinpoche. Pedro Rinpoche normally does like this and go on teaching everywhere. One day what happened, again Pedro Rinpoche were going to Tibet to see some holy places. Okay. When Pedro Rinpoche was going from that place, then the day became dark. So Pedro Rinpoche thought, where to stay now? He saw there is a house there, and he went that side, and he knocked the door. And inside the house, there is a monk. And Pedro Rinpoche requested him to give him a shelter for the night. And that monk said, yes, okay, you can stay. And he was sleeping on a beautiful bed, and Pedro Rinpoche was sleeping down there. You don't know Pedro Rinpoche is there. But he knows that Pedro Rinpoche is a great practitioner, great teacher, because he hears that. What happened? In the morning, when Pedro Rinpoche wakes up, and the monk also wakes up, and then the monk said, oh, you are so lucky, come here. He said, sit down here. I will give you the oral transmission of Pedro Rinpoche's Kunsang Lame Shelung. Pedro Rinpoche has written one book, and that was so famous all over Tibet. And everybody used to read that, give the teachings of that. And he has one copy. Then he said that I will give you all transmission to you. Sit here. You are lucky. So he starts reading that book. And that book is written by Padmaji himself. And he started reading and it reached half already. Then many people started coming outside. Started knocking the door. And when the monk went there, he said, why are you coming here? He asked to them. And they said, where's Bedroomji? Many people coming in search of Bedroomji. And then they saw Bedroomji. They started prostrating before Bedroomji. And the monk became so sad. He felt ashamed again, saying that he was so sorry again. Because they don't know the real teacher. They look the outerly. So that is not necessary to do that way. And then Bedroomji said, oh, it's a bad luck. If that monk gives me whole oral transmission, it's good, but disturbed by the people. He liked to listen all. Bedroomji was so humble. He wanted to listen all from that monk. So just imagine, how is Bedroomji? How are those great masters? Normally the great masters are like that. They seem to be beggars, they seem to be very poor, because they don't have attachment. They already are free from attachment. They don't need any respect. They don't need any offerings. They don't need any kind of big name. Normally he says, the beggar paid to Rinpoche. Tangbo, Abu Felbu, they say. He used to use his name. When he signed, he used to sign Abu Felbu. That means the beggar. Just imagine how big, how humble they are. So good teachers are like that normally. So we should not judge from outside. Judging is creating some sort of obstacles to your practice to become enlightenment. It obstructs you to become enlightenment. So in this way, it's better you listen to the teachings. Better not to look outerly, which is more important. The inner teaching is more important than the outer look. So, if you go back, see many biographies of great masters, they are always like that. Buddha is also like a beggar. He never had a good house. He never used to enjoy. Even though Buddha himself is fully awakened from there, he don't have any sufferings, but he don't have good houses. If you go to Saranath, Varanasi, the place where Buddha used to give his first sermon, if you see there is a small house, small, this size I think so. Buddha used to meditate only. He never sleeps. Even if he sleeps, he is on meditation. He don't need a big house. So in this way, the great masters are like that. So what I mean to say is here, try to understand the real teacher and try to give your deep faith and devotion to them. Then whatever you receive the teaching, the teachings are really very precious. The blessings are really very strong. Then the result will be also very sweet, very quick. You can feel that. You can understand that. Through that, I think so. These are the practices. These are the advices. Through it, you can practice. And through it, you can accumulate some sort of good karma and dedicate it for the benefit of all living beings. After finishing, never live without dedication. Two dedications. That is necessary with good intention. If you do that way, it is useful.
with these words, I think so, we will conclude here. Sonam diye tamje sibai tamne nya vedana pamje ji